This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a national emergency going on right now at our southern border. And we all know who's to blame. We all know what's to blame. We all know it's going on. And despite the Biden administration's attempts to bury it in the sand, despite the mainstream media's attempts to hide it and not report on it, it is inevitable that this will become the number one story in the country. The wide open southern border, the 1,000% increase in illegal immigration since Joe Biden has gotten into the White House. And now we have photos that have emerged from a Democrat in Texas. You see, the media is being blocked out. All right, guys, okay, well, that's a meme with AOC taking a nap there with the kids in cages. But let's be serious here. Funny, though, you don't see AOC down there crying to an empty parking lot because, well, the narrative isn't there and the agenda isn't there. But no, we have the photos of kids in cages, ladies and gentlemen. No, not AOC standing in a parking lot with no kids in cages when Trump was president. Now the kids in cages. Of course, this is what they choose when they come across the border illegally. This is what they choose just for the shot at the American way of life that they don't understand they've been lied to about. But we have an open border and a welfare state. And if you do the math on that, it equals game over. Game over. Open border plus welfare state equals game over. The Democrats know it. The Chinese know it. And the mainstream media is probably too stupid. They don't know it. But that's what's going on. And so, guys, continue to just put these pictures up because, hey, look, we're not complaining about the unsanitary or inhumane treatment at the border, or they're not wearing masks, or they all have COVID. No, that's all a distraction. The real story is that we have a land invasion happening right now at our southern border. And so also, if we have the time, guys, we have 2 minutes left. Just pull up also all the videos, the B-roll of the people flooding across the border by the thousands, crossing the rivers, crossing where the walls have not been completed. And so, yes. And then they come here and they do interviews with, and you know, I thought of something last night with Martha Rat Jazz, Raddatz. And it's not just her. There have been about five or six. They played a compilation earlier today on Fox News of all the different illegal immigrants coming here, then doing interviews with media saying, we come here for Biden. They had thousands show up with Biden shirts. Finally, we found the biggest Biden rally. We found the Biden voters that weren't in the graveyard. They were coming across the southern border wearing Biden shirts, biggest Biden rally you've ever seen. We're coming across the southern border illegally. And then they sit down with media and they say, yeah, we came here for Biden. Yeah, we're here because of Biden. Yep, Biden's the one that told us to come here. And then the media, if outside of Peter Ducey, it even exists in the White House press corps. Oh, but then, you know, they say they're not coming here. This isn't Biden's. This is not Biden's fault. This is Trump's fault. They literally, it has literally gone up 1,000% since Biden got in the White House. And the illegal immigrants cross the southern border, do a media interview and say, I'm here because of Biden. And then the Biden administration is either so incompetent and inept. We don't believe that, although there is a level of that. They say, oh, this is Trump's fault. This has nothing to do with Biden. What? They literally show up wearing Biden shirts and then they do interviews saying we came here because of Biden. Ho ho. And then the Biden administration says, there's nothing happening at the southern border. This is, but it's also Trump's fault. So there is no crisis, but the crisis is Trump's fault. You see how that works? So ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex Jones right here on the Alex Jones Show in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Alex Jones is coming up on the other side. We're going to be hearing from Alex today. Your prayers today. your financial support today. Tell your friends and family about the broadcast today. Alex doing some serious business. He may be able to update you on that. Hopefully good news in the future, but he'll be coming up on the other side of this break.
Alex Jones here with a new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for Brainforce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and at Buzzer Operation. Plus, all of the Emirates Essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emirates Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months. But despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
March 22nd, the year is 2021. I am your host, Alex Jones, on the road. Owen Schroyer is about to be taking over. But people are really upset. People are really concerned right now, and for good reason. America and the entire world is in a huge crisis. The crisis is America right now because we have a criminal organized group that has hijacked control of the nation. And at the heart of that crisis and at the heart of that problem is Joe Biden, the puppet. He stole the election. The evidence is completely overwhelming. The people know that. He's incredibly unpopular. The YouTube streams he gets have 1,000 viewers. Trump's have 5 million. The system is designed to collapse the United States because the U.S. cannot exist inside of a one-world government. You can't have a free country with private property and a middle class and a Second Amendment when the rest of the world is under globalist tyranny. You can't have a country where you don't have to take vaccines, but every other country has to take vaccines. You can't have a country where people can practice their own religion in peace when other countries like China don't let you do that. So America has to be rolled into this politically correct global government system. And that's what's happening right now, is a process of demoralizing us, breaking down our borders, destroying our currency, jacking up our power prices, putting regulations in that make it impossible for you to do business inside America unless you're a multinational corporation who's based outside the country. This is economic war, and I know you all know that, but we all need to have that really sink in, that this is 21st century war. This is economic war. And all the people that play along with the whole leftist ideology are pretending that they're part of the power structure. They're pretending they're on the winning team when really they're being destroyed just like the rest of us. And so there's really a paradox here. The left acts like they're the resistance. They act like they're fighting the establishment, but they have all the banks, all the media, all the universities, communist China, the EU, most of the cities. The list just goes on and on. All the big mainline churches are globalists now, piling on to get rid of our sovereignty, piling on to get rid of our families, piling on to attack the nuclear family. And it's all in their white papers. It's all in their textbooks. It's all in their plans to do this. Go watch my film Endgame that I made in 2007. Hard to believe now, 14 years ago. And in that film, I say we're going to be in lockdown cities. They're going to use fake bioattacks to do it. The family will be coming obsolete. Everything we do will be surveilled. You'll have a special tracking system where if you're not a good globalist, you won't even be able to buy or sell. This is the system that has been established. And it's a predatory system. So people can live in denial all they want about this, but this is the establishment, this is the UN, this is the big global governance power system overriding nation states, overriding regional governments, and overriding individual freedoms. They're above the law. Think of it as global eminent domain. It's a great piece of satire, a great piece of comedy, science fiction, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And the aliens show up and they give people 5 minutes to evacuate because they're building a space highway through. They're about to blow your planet up. And for the globalists, that's how they think. Klaus Schwab's talked about it. Ray Kurzweil's talked about it. You can read their quotes. You can see their quotes in my film Endgame from many of them. Saying, when we merge with machines around the year 2035, you'll be like a houseplant if you're lucky. If not, you'll be like an ant we just step on. Just totally disregard it. Now, whether that's really going to happen or not, whether they're going to become these AI gods, I tend to say that's a bunch of delusions of grandeur. But regardless, this is the attitude and the perspective they come at people with. And it was Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World, who later wrote Brave New World Revisited in 61 before he died, who said, hey, this is all really our plan. His brother ran the UN at the time, Julian Huxley. And he said, unlike 1984 and George Orwell's vision of the future, it's going to be one with propaganda and drugs and entertainment where you're mesmerized positronically, electronically, and chemically, where you'll love your servitude, where you will enjoy your servitude, because you're going to be in a trance state. And now all the medical literature shows the average TV head is in a near trance state, a very highly suggestible, close to daydreaming, close to dreaming state, where they flicker in and out of consciousness and are just being programmed by the devices, by the phones, by all the rest of it. And so you have to become conscious of that. And in fact, I've seen a lot of psychiatrists and I've seen a lot of psychologists who are involved in psychological warfare and advertising, and they will say, you've got to get inside your head, you've got to realize you are who you are, and kind of create like a horizon, like you're flying an airplane, and anchor yourself to that when you are engaged in all this propaganda against the general public, or you yourself will get lost in it. Well, the truth is they have gotten lost in it. Well, how does Klaus Schwab and Ted Turner and Bill Gates and all these people think they're going to carry all this out against humanity and then get away with it in the end? They're obviously not. They call this a breakaway civilization. This is your future if you let them guide us towards it. We're like moths of the flame following along with these people, and so are they. They're just moths that went first before us and have already been basically caught up in their own megalomaniacal delusions of grandeur. These are megalomaniacs, and now you see the border being completely dissolved and children being smuggled across, and the press secretary saying, as long as you got a kid, you can get in the country free, we're just going to let you in for human smuggling. But, oh, we're not going to test illegal aliens for COVID or tuberculosis or anything else, but we're going to test you, and your businesses are going to stay closed, but the big box stores are going to stay open. This is all economic warfare, and it came out on the London Telegraph yesterday that China's the big winner of the pandemic, and China doubled its wealth, and so did big tech with its partners, because they're the ones that ran it. They launched the attack out of Wuhan. They showed all the hysteria and the fear. They panicked the general public. They created the perception that everyone needed to basically run into their houses and never come out again. And so now they are the beneficiaries of the giant psyop that they ran. And until you realize you've been conned and that you're not part of the establishment, until you realize the whole thing's a lie and this is predatory, and until you as a conservative or a liberal or a Christian or a Buddhist or a Muslim or an atheist understand that there is a scientific dictatorship that is manipulating and controlling society, or that is turning us against each other, you have no hope. I have no hope of navigating this. So we have to come together and realize what's happening. Owen Schroeder is about to take over. Later I'm going to break down Biden saying, open the borders, come in, rush the borders. Now he's saying, oh, there's not a border crisis. People are now seeing the warfare. They're seeing the country be dismantled. They're seeing the gas prices explode. They're seeing the XL pipeline shut down, the Keystone pipeline. They're seeing all of these attacks and realizing that when they make our military wear red high heels and all the rest of this, that it's designed to demoralize us, and people are starting to really get it. The question is, will it be fast enough? We're fighting harder than ever at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, but we can't do it without your help. So please, as you do every day, you've done a great job. Tell folks about the local station you're listening to or station you're watching, like your life depends on it, because it does. Share the live links to the show where we have medical doctors and scientists coming on exposing that this isn't a vaccine, that it's a poison, especially the mRNA. and realize that this is the fight that humanity has for the future, and that this is so real, and that what we've covered has been over the target. That's why we were the first to be banned and are still the most banned, because the enemy understands that we've got the blueprint for their operation, and we know how to stop them. We have their playbook. So again, Owen's about to take over. Also, please remember, we've got the big blowout sale going right now on a whole bunch of select items with free shipping and 50% off all the Emmerich essentials. Alpha Power, that is a great focus, a nootropic. When I'm tired in the afternoon, need to keep working, I pop one of them, pop two of them, incredible 5-6 hours of clean focus energy. That's 50% off. And we've got so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And without you purchasing them, we will not be here. But thanks to you, we've been able to stay on the air despite the attacks and the tribulations and things that are going on. So I want to thank you all for your financial support. And I want to thank you all for your word of mouth. I want to thank you all for your prayers, because this is a group effort to win this fight. And you are not people in the stands. You are men and women of every race, color, and creed in that arena. And I want to thank you all for keeping us in a position to continue on and fight. God bless. Owen Schroeder takes over from the ATX.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back from this break, I'm going to be deliberating in the break, deciding where I want to go here. We've got political developments from the Democrat Party. We've got, a lot there to get to. We've also got some world developments. The world is destabilizing since Biden has been in. But then I've got a massive stack of COVID news with the fake pandemic that, quite frankly, mind-boggling. But this is where we're at.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
You know, every once in a while there's a story or a development that shows the fraud of the entire system. And really, there's a couple going right now with COVID and the border crisis. But I want to focus on the border crisis now, and then I'll try to get to all this COVID nonsense in the next segment. But it's really incredible what's happening at the southern border. And what it exposes is the lies and the fraud and the deception of the current administration, the Biden administration. It exposes the agenda that is afoot to destabilize and collapse the United States of America with the invasion at the southern border, economic warfare, demographic replacement. It's all by design. And now you have Biden, border crisis by design, warns ex-ICE chief. Yeah, you don't say. And then last night, people are watching Mark Levin on Fox talking about Cloward and Piven. And so people are messaging me, hey, look, Fox is talking about Cloward and Piven, the stuff InfoWars talked about 10 years ago. So hey, good for Mark Levin. The border has been a disaster for decades. Nobody wants to talk about it. So the story at the southern border proves the Biden administration is lying and deceiving. There is an agenda to collapse the southern border, collapse the United States of America, and the media, for the most part, is covering it up. The media, for the most part, is covering it up. And so, when you have a Democrat from Texas, and I actually think this was a by design, a Democrat from Texas goes to the southern border, and then they release the first known images from the kids in cages detention centers since the Biden administration began, because the Biden administration is not allowing media in there. Oh, but so a Democrat gets in there and releases the photos. But of course, this is right before Project Veritas does the same thing. Guys, if you want to roll, in fact, let's go to this Project Veritas 2-minute clip here. Project Veritas obtains never-before-seen images from inside Texas detention facility.
Project Veritas has obtained never-before-seen photographs of what it actually looks like inside this facility. Shocking images showing people wrapped up in what looks like metal foil, laying on the ground, their faces covered. Why won't the administration be honest about this? Why won't they show you these images? I'm on the ground in Donna, Texas. You want to take a look at this facility right here. Just a month ago, Customs and Border Patrol agents completed the construction of that facility. It's a 165,000 square foot facility. And we have never seen images inside this facility before. They won't even allow the nonprofit lawyers who conduct the actual oversight of these immigration detention centers to go inside. We have a man who's telling us to leave. Where would the press? They told us it's private property, but you know what isn't private property? Airspace. We're going to fly this Cirrus right over the top of the detention center to get a better look.
There's the facility right there. You can see it. There it is.
During a recent press conference, the press secretary was asked the question why they haven't released these images.
Even you haven't released any images that you obviously could redact if you wanted to.
Again, we remain committed to sharing with all of you the treatment.
She dodged the question, saying, quote,
and we remain committed to transparency. I don't have an update for you on the timeline,
end quote. Well, press secretary of the White House, let Project Veritas do your job for you. Just last night, we have now obtained these photos inside this facility. Now, these photos are very, very grim. Project Veritas has also learned these photographs were taken in the last few days. There are 8 pods with 8 cells in each facility. At any given moment, there are an average of 3,000 people in custody inside this detention center.
This is like
pod
the end of the night.
Has 8 cells that are currently holding 600, unaccompanied juvenile males aged 7 to 17. They're separated by age or physical size, depending on the room. 50 of the individuals inside this facility were COVID positive. There have been multiple sexual assaults, normal assaults, and daily medical emergencies.
Now think about how sick it is that this is all part of a global destabilization agenda, specifically to destabilize the United States of America. And these poor people are being used for that force. So yeah, they get told, hey, come into America. You'll get everything for free. You'll get a bunch of money. Come on in. The border's open. And then there's actual Border Patrol and people that are like, hey, what the hell's going on here? And so the Biden administration kind of has to capitulate a little bit. They can't just be like, hey, we're allowing an invasion to happen, even though that's what they are doing effectively. So they build new facilities and they put tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, stack them up like sardines in these things. Of course, after 4 years of complaining about what Trump was doing at the southern border, which was humane, which was common sense. But notice how they don't want the media in there. And so Project Veritas has to get leaked photos. And then I am a little suspicious because a Democrat released the photos, pretty much the exact photos that Project Veritas released, just mere hours before Project Veritas did it. So it's almost like the Democrats knew Project Veritas was about to leak that story. So they let their candidate leak the images first, saying, here's what's going on, it's under control, all this stuff to try to control the narrative. So, I mean, this is the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, folks. Believe me, they would not have had their own Democrat from Texas, his office, I forget the individual's name, publish all the photos that it's basically the exact same photos published by Project Veritas just hours before Project Veritas did it to control the narrative. So that's the level of warfare right now, information warfare happening at the southern border. What is the agenda? What is going on? They show up wearing Biden shirts. They talk to media, they say, we came here because of Biden. You ask the Biden administration what's going on, they tell you, nothing to see here. It was Henry Cuellar, thank you, the Texas Democrat. Just before Project Veritas released their photos. Oh. But hey, even these Democrats in Texas are like, what the hell are you doing here? We have a wide open border. They're coming in with COVID. I thought there was a pandemic. So imagine how dastardly these people are to lie and say, oh, come in here. Of course, they try to give them as much as they can. They give them hotels. In fact, the Biden administration has earmarked $86 million to purchase hotel rooms. They claim for 1,200 illegal immigrants. That's $395 a night for illegal immigrants to stay in a hotel. That's a pretty nice hotel. That's a pretty nice chunk of change. You don't get that benefit. Why are they doing it for non-citizens? It's all part of an agenda. It's all part of an agenda. And where's Biden? Well, he says at some point he'll visit the border. Oh, at some point. At some point. That point probably never going to come.
Gemrick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the 3 essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brainforce Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Insane times, perhaps, at least in recent history, for sure, where you have a totally defunct president, an open agenda to destroy the country, the United States of America. At the root of it, the core of it, is in the White House, supposed to be leading the country, and it's at the charge leading to destroy the country. And then again, the national emergency at the southern border is just so illustrative of so many things. The fraud of the media, the fraud of the Democrat Party, the lies of the Biden administration, the agenda to collapse the country, the false COVID fear, the false fear of viruses. All of it exposed in one story at the southern border.
And so I just sit here and, like, it's like, here's the skeleton key to understanding the lies of the media, the lies of the politicians, the agenda to destroy America, wide open southern border. Just total common sense. Total common sense. And they're so bold in their treason in the White House, they don't even care. Yeah, the border's wide open. Yeah, they come across wearing Biden shirts. Yeah, they talk to the media and say they came here for Biden. Yeah, it's a thousands of percentage increase from the past year since Biden got in. And they just shrug their shoulders. They say, there's nothing going on. It's just a narrative. No, it's happening. You can't hide it. You tried to hide it. You kept the media away from the southern border. But they just have to walk right down to the southern border, and they'll catch people walking across illegally. They go talk to ICE. They go talk to Border Patrol. They go talk to the illegal immigrants coming. They all tell the story. They say, yeah, we came here for Biden. ICE leaders, Border Patrol leaders say, yeah, Biden is doing this. It's the Biden administration. They're collapsing our southern border. I don't know what you want us to do. There's nothing we can do. They're bringing in drugs. They're bringing in guns. They're child sex trafficking. It's all of it. It's all because of the Biden administration. It's an invasion. I feel bad for these oppressed people. I'm sad that their ancestors couldn't build a country that wouldn't oppress them and would allow them to prosper. Central America is a beautiful place. But their ancestors didn't provide them that future. So let them fight for it in Central America instead of coming here to collapse the United States into the hellhole that they came from. But that's all by design. But of course the political elite don't care. It'll never impact them. It'll only enrich them. And then they just figure, hey, when we get absorbed by the world government, I'll have a seat at the table. They don't care about the eugenics that'll be run on kids. So it's very frustrating that there's not more of an uproar nationwide about this. But, you know, there is. It's just not being properly covered. And, you know, it's kind of highlighted, I think, in the fact that Donald Trump will go on Fox News today and talk about the crisis at the southern border. But, you know, see, that's actually the problem. There is an entire group of people organizing to be down there on Friday. And there's a list of speakers, a lot of very popular people on the conservative movement. But see, here's the problem. All of these people are considered alternative. So the mainstream news isn't interested in them. They're the ones that are actually sounding the alarm. They're the ones that get that there's an agenda afoot. Sure, Fox News will show you the southern border being wide open, and they'll show you the interviews of them saying it's, you know, they're coming here for Biden, and they'll talk about it. But they'll never mention that this is an agenda to destroy the United States of America. Again, though, Mark Levin has a guest on last night, former ICE captain, who says, yeah, this is an agenda to destroy the country. It's coming right out of the Biden White House. That should be like pressers, like nonstop around the clock. Border Patrol agents, ICE agents say Biden is destroying the country. And he is. It's kind of like the federal judge, the district court judge, that came out and said the Democrats control the media, the Democrats control Hollywood, it's dangerous. And he made the decision of the New York Times versus Sullivan. He wants it reversed because he sees the danger now that the Democrats control all the media. And they rig elections. And they cause racial strife and warfare. Story just got published. 12-year-old boy hacked to death by a black man that was screaming death to white devils. Will Don Lemon feel responsible for that? Will CNN and MSNBC and the rest of the race-baiting pimps for race war, will they feel bad about another white boy murdered by a black man because of their rhetoric? Will they ever feel any remorse? No, they love it. It's what they want. It's what gets them off. When they promote racial violence, when they promote race war in this country, what do you think they want? They want Whitey dead. They want the black guy to kill Whitey. When they promote open borders, what do you think they want? They want an invasion. They want America to collapse. This should be common knowledge. This should be understood by everyone. But you see, here's my point. So Trump goes on Fox News today, who promoted the steal of the election, who called Arizona first for Biden, who was anti-Trump in 2016 and was anti-Trump about 50% for 2020. But then Trump goes on Fox News. Trump doesn't come on InfoWars that promoted him and helped get him in the office. Trump doesn't go on the other alternative news networks that still have his back, that get banned and censored everywhere. But he goes on the milquetoast Fox News. Fox News won't promote this event coming up on Friday. You probably can't even find it anywhere. It's banned everywhere. All the people that are organizing it are banned everywhere. They can't promote it, they get banned. They can't post flyers, they get banned. So it's literally just word of mouth. And there'll still be thousands of people that show up. But see, oh, don't promote that. No, go promote Fox News. That'll gladly participate in the theft of the 2020 election from you, Donald Trump. Go promote Fox News that did everything they possibly could to keep you out of office in 2016. Yeah, go on with Fox News and continue to ignore the people that are actually fighting for this country. So that's just a microcosm of the problem. Mainstream conservatives and Republicans still don't get it because they're still watching Fox News. But see, what's happening at the southern border is so big, it's impossible to ignore. And I don't know how else to really explain it. The Biden administration is committing open treason against this country by U.S. code. If I get caught smuggling someone across the southern border, I just committed a crime. That's aiding and abetting. But when the Biden administration does it, that's just okay. They want you to panic about some fake pandemic for COVID. Really? You're letting thousands, tens of thousands of people into this country that have tested positive for COVID and releasing them into the streets. How much do you really care about COVID? Can you do basic math? If you have a welfare state and you have an open border, what does that equal? Well, that equals total bankruptcy. That means that you are now going to foot the bill for potentially 6 billion people on earth. You want to come to the United States of America? Come on in. You get a hotel room. You get a bus ride. You get a plane ride. You get a helicopter ride. You get a meal card. You get to stay in a facility. Who do you think's paying for that? It's open treason. Aiding and abetting crime. That's what the Biden administration is doing when they stop the border construction. That's what the Biden administration is doing when they promote the open borders. Come here, we'll let you in, and we'll give you free stuff. That's open treason. You don't want to go that far. At the very least, it's aiding and abetting criminal activity. But what do you expect from criminals? Oh, but don't expect Biden to answer a question. Biden doesn't know where he is half the time. Biden can't do a press conference. Biden can't climb stairs. Biden can't walk. Biden can't talk. Biden can't think. So it's kind of a big deal, a national emergency. We have a president that can't think, and we have a...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tonight, that you and President Obama made a mistake about deportations. Why should Latinos trust you?
What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
A lot of the migrants coming in saying they're coming in because you promised to make things better. It seems to be getting worse by the day. Was it a mistake not to anticipate this surge?
Well, first of all, there was a surge the last 2 years in 19 and 20. There was a surge as well.
This one might be worse.
No, well, it could be, but here's the deal. We're sending back people to, first of all, the idea that Joe Biden said come, because I heard the other day that they're coming because they know I'm a nice guy and I won't do
what Trump did. They're saying
this. Yeah. Well, here's the deal. They're not.
Do you have to say quite clearly, don't come?
Yes, I can say quite clearly, don't come. And what we're in the process of getting set up, don't leave your town or city or community.
The chickens are coming home to roost. You know, I could say that America is having buyer's remorse with Joe Biden, but he didn't win this election. In fact, I was just talking to one of the top cybersecurity experts in the United States just 2 nights ago. And he's not ready to go public yet, but he's seriously considering going public and laying out the statistical fact that in the middle of the night, at least 5 states, you saw those spikes for Joe Biden, and that it was massive, concerted, election fraud. He's basically found what all the other experts have found as well. But that's a separate issue. People aren't getting buyer's remorse because they didn't vote for Joe Biden. This was the biggest case of fraud this country's ever seen. And now the fraud of Biden falling down the stairs three times, the fraud of him not knowing who his granddaughter is or who his niece is, the fraud of him not knowing who the Secretary of Defense is or female generals that he's promoting are when they're right there with him on the podium, shows that this puppet has basically gone way past its expiration date and is causing a huge crisis. They always plan to replace him down the road with Kamala Harris or somebody else, like Nancy Pelosi. She said, I can become president. But now, with him in office just 2 months, I guess yesterday to the day, the whole country is in crisis. And as John Bowne in one of his videos on InfoWars.com yesterday said, Joe Biden is the crisis. We have nuclear weapons. We have all these nuclear reactors. We have all these complex systems that if we don't have competent people running things, things will fall apart. Why do you think third world nations can't make it? Because they get corrupt political elites in charge of them, and then those corrupt political elites are above the law. They engage in election fraud or they set up a dictatorship, and then there's never a way for any of the corruption or the ineptitude or for any of the ways for their bad management to be set right. And so America has gone over the edge of a cliff. And as I predicted over a year ago, when you turn off the world economy completely for 6 months, partially for over a year, that causes collapse in the first world. But while the average yuppie is at home watching Netflix, getting Favor delivered or Uber Eats, people that are delivering the food are going bankrupt. They don't even have money for gas for the car they're driving to deliver you the food. And people in the third world are dying. And this is something that Tucker Carlson understands. It's why he's so popular. He's a populist. This is something also that, of all people, Bill Maher understands. I don't like Bill Maher's leftist policies, his pro-abortion stuff, but Bill Maher sounds as good as Tucker Carlson right now. And you notice he's being criticized by the left as well for caring about the country and saying woke politics is destroying us and saying that China has a completely masculine military and puts people in death camps. But then here in the United States, we're criticized and we're saying that white people are inherently evil and racist. This is all a smokescreen for the corruption of big tech and for China and for others. This whole Asia thing you see now where Asians are being targeted, Asians are being murdered by white people, that's a smokescreen for the real crime wave we know going on against Asians. The New York Times has an article wanting to ban 4chan, wanting to ban Telegram because people shared some Asian joke memes on there claiming that's why this incel sex pervert went and killed these innocent Asian women. Well, if you went to World Star Hip Hop or any of those big sites, all they're doing is playing knockout game with Asians. Should they shut down World Star Hip Hop? No. But we shouldn't sit there and then blame other platforms that have posted things one millionth as bad and then say that it's all a white on Asian crime spree. If you go to FBI statistics, and these just came out a few days ago, it shows that it is a total myth that there is a white on Asian crime wave. In fact, it's one of the rarest forms of crime. The major crime wave is black on Asians. That's the way it's been for at least 30 years in this country because Asians moved into those poor neighborhoods and set up grocery stores and laundries and businesses, and there's a lot of resentment. And there's issues on both sides. But the Asians don't deserve what's happening to them. The vast majority of black folks aren't attacking Asian businesses. It is a known stereotype that there is major friction between blacks and Asians. And so to sit there and try to act like it's white people doing it, out of 350 million Americans, another 40 million illegals that are here, 50 million, to say that because a crazy dude went and killed these poor sex workers, that now that's a white on Asian thing, it's preposterous. And it's to divert away from the real sex crimes that are taking place on our border. Under Obama, tens of thousands of children were placed with smugglers. Were just allowed to come in and place with smugglers, and many of them ended up in the sex trade, many ended up dead. That was in a Senate report 5 years ago. So you had Joe Biden going back just, I don't know, 6 months ago during the election, 5 months ago, and he said, if I get elected, you need to surge the border because I'm going to legalize you. And he said it several times. So that was a clear directive. These people show up in Biden shirts by the thousands, organized by the UN, organized by the Democratic Party, organized by George Soros. It's the same stuff they were doing a few years ago, but Trump blocked it. So we had record low illegal immigration because Trump said, we're going to deport you back to the country that you first came from or back to the nearest nation to be deported from there. And he put pressure on Guatemala and Mexico and a bunch of other countries where they wouldn't get $500 million a year or $1 billion a year, depending on the country, that we were giving them in aid if they didn't start doing that. And so we saw law and order. And so this is children being smuggled. And we saw Psaki last week say, if you have a 10-year-old with you or younger, it's a get-into-the-country free card. And she smiled about it. She's a monster. Knowing that all over Latin America, they're kidnapping children out of their backyards or out of the backs of school buses, you name it, it's happening. And they're being taken by smugglers up and then sold to the coyotes. And for Democrats, that doesn't mean a smaller wolf species. They're called coyotes. Those are the human smugglers. And then some children, they've confirmed, have been across and back over 30 times. Many of them are found dead. Some are as young as 2 years of age. And so they are using these children as they get into the country free card. And this is evil. And so, again, it's not buyer's remorse because America didn't vote for this guy. But for the people that went along with it, for the mainstream media that went along with it, they are seeing the American people totally turn against them. Because, sure, they may be able to steal the next election because of H.R. 1 if that goes through. They may be able to keep their fraud going. But what are they going to do when reality comes crashing in on them? And the answer is they're going to try to stage race war. They're going to try to stage false flags. They're going to try to demonize their opposition. The Army is now training that if you think Black Lives Matter and its riots is the same thing as the Capitol riot, that you are a white supremacist. If you think George Soros' Black Lives Matter that got $10.6 billion last year and burned down large parts of major cities across the U.S., if you think that that is on par with the Capitol, it was actually much smaller with actual violence, then you're a terrorist, basically. When in truth, that's a psyop. It's not even on par. It's way, 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 way worse what BLM and Antifa did. But again, we have Joe Behar and Nadler saying Antifa doesn't even exist. Imagine if we said the Capitol riot didn't really exist. Well, the way they exaggerated it didn't exist, but some bad things happened there, and I didn't endorse that. So, again, the gaslighting isn't working. And emblematic of that is Joe Biden. If they had a well-spoken, good-looking man or woman up there who'd stolen the election, they might have a chance to actually keep this fraud going. But the fact that he's so weak, so pathetic, so ridiculous, the fact that Kamala only got half a percentage point vote for Democrats back in the primary shows the establishment is totally disconnected and believes they can engage in whatever fraud they want, whenever they want. So the LARPing, the playing along by Democrats that they're part of the system, is coming home to roost that it's not true and that indeed they got suckered. And so there's a huge populist awakening. Tucker Carlson knows that. Of course, people like Bill Maher know that. I know that. You know that. And we really should come together past Joe Biden, past Donald Trump, and stop letting figureheads get us into a fight and really think about basic liberties, basic freedoms, the horrible forced inoculations, the lockdowns, the global government, the starving third world, and all the things that are affecting us in reality. Okay? Trump did some good things overall. I'm glad I supported him overall, and I hope he can keep the Republican Party populist and that, you know, we continue to build that beachhead. But we can't just keep counting on him and all these fantasy groups in the government to save us. We have to start changing our lives. Like all the people filing suit in Virginia and New York and Michigan and California and winning in court that these lockdowns are unconstitutional. We need to champion that and stop complying with orders that are not constitutional and that are fraudulent and they're designed to shut down.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.